From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, October 27th through Sunday, October 29th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Joseph Spector reported that Politics on the Hudson, 4 million residents of New York must re-enroll for health insurance beginning on Wednesday, November the 1st. The enrollment period begins amid uncertainty over the future of the federally funded program. One in five New Yorkers get their insurance through the exchange. State officials said the turmoil over health care insurance in Washington should not discourage people from signing up for coverage through the exchange. New York runs its own program and has more autonomy than most states. Donna Frestakor, the executive director of New York State of Health, said, and I quote, "That's what we want consumers to know. They've seen and read a lot, but we want them to know that the reality here in New York is that we are open for business," end quote. The enrollment period will run from November the 1st through January the 31st for 2018. 12 insurers are on the exchange offering individual private insurance, while two insurers, Care Connect and Affinity, have chosen not to participate this year. Residents from Greene and Columbia counties will have six plans to choose from in 2018. Brenda J. Lyons reports in the Times Union, a private medical company and Albany County have agreed to pay nearly $1.1 million to the estate of a Troy man who died in custody at the Albany County Jail in August 2014. The death of 24-year-old Mark Cannon occurred when nurses waited more than 12 hours to call an ambulance after he suffered a stroke. Last year, an investigation ordered by the State Commission of Corrections determined the care given to Cannon was, and I quote, "so grossly inadequate it shocks the conscience," end quote. The settlement was filed recently in U.S. District Court in Albany, where Cannon's mother filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of her son's infant daughter. At the time of Cannon's death, medical care at the Albany facility was provided by Correctional Medical Care, which contracted with 13 jails statewide at the time. Albany County earlier this year terminated its $3.7 million contract with CMC. Daniel Zuckerman reported for Columbia Green Media an amendment to the peddling and soliciting law in the village of Athens was discussed at the village board meeting last week. Mayor Peter Alberti told the paper that the subject arose after some residents expressed dissatisfaction with representatives of solar companies coming through Athens and peddling their wares. Alberti said the representatives may have been from NRG Home Solar. NRG's peddling permit was previously revoked in the village of Coxsackie. A short time later, Catskill pulled the company's permit to do business in the village. "Anyone who wants to peddle in the village must go to the village hall to apply for a permit," Alberti said. The members of the Athens Performing Arts Committee attended the meeting to argue for an update to the existing law because outside vendors have been coming to its events. APAC member Carol Bernard said, and I quote, "We want people to support our local businesses," end quote. Christopher S. Rugabeer reported for the Associated Press that most Americans believe their jobs are safe from automation, at least for the next decade, according to an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. More than half believe automation could make their work easier or more efficient in the future. The survey found that 57% of respondents thought it unlikely that they or someone in their household would be replaced at work by automation within the next 10 years. A similar survey by the Pew Research Center also found 70% of those polled believe it unlikely they will lose their jobs to automation. A report was released this month by Pearson, Oxford University, and Nesta Foundation reported just one in five workers are in occupations that will likely shrink by 2030. Ann Friedman reported in Columbia Green Media, Arthur Brooks of Hudson celebrated his 100th birthday with family and friends on Sunday, October the 29th. Asked about the secret to his long life, Brooks said, and I quote, "I have a happily married life, children. I was happy in business. I never thought much about longevity. The decades pass very quickly," end quote. The Elmira native moved to Hudson in the late 1940s to work for his father-in-law's manufacturing firm, Textile Byproducts, later known as Lorber Corp., at 730 State Street. Brooks is a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania and a veteran of World War II. He met his wife Judy, now 98, following the war, and in 1948 came to work in Hudson. Brooks' daughter, Lori, said, and I quote, "It's pretty extraordinary," end quote, to watch her father turn 100 years old. And finally, the New York State Department of Conservation urged the public on Friday, October the 27th, to avoid caves and mines in an effort to protect the state's bat populations. The department advised outdoor adventurers to suspend exploration of any site that could serve as a seasonal home for hibernating bats. According to the DEC press release, and I quote, "Human disturbances are especially harmful to the state's bat population since the arrival of the disease known as white nose syndrome," end quote. The department said the disease has killed more than 90% of hibernating bats statewide. When bats are disrupted during hibernation, it forces their body temperature to rise, thus depleting their fat reserves, the only source of energy available to the small mammals until the warm weather returns. There is currently no treatment for white nose syndrome. Additional information can be found at www.dec.ny.gov. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely today, mainly before 1 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 54 degrees. It will be windy with a west wind at 21 to 26 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 48 miles an hour. A high wind warning remains in effect throughout the day until 6 p.m. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 38. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Sunrise today was at 7:26 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:40 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 30th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.